Some Cordova students are tapping lake mud to generate energy. The local science club project is an Alaska takeoff on manure-based methane systems commonly used for cooking fuel in the world's temperate zones. The high school students presented their research at the Rural Energy Conference in Fairbanks this week. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
Tank-based digester fuel systems traditionally use cow manure to break down organic matter and produce methane, but they don't work at cooler temperatures. The bacteria in cow manure just stops functioning, so the Cordova kids are trying an alternative, bacteria-rich Alaska lake mud. Ben Americus of the Cordova Science Club says locals' experience igniting methane from holes in lake ice spurred interest in the more cold-hardy bacteria source.
Like, so we light the methane bubbles all the time, like in the lake. So we thought, like, this makes methane. Like, these digesters don't work in the northern climate, so we can just combine these two things and make methane in the digesters with the lake mud.
The Cordova Science Club project is funded with a $250,000 Denali Commission grant. The research builds on work by 2009 National Geographic Emerging Explorers, T.H. Culhane of the University of California, and Katie Walter Anthony of the University of Alaska. The researchers and Cordova High science teacher Adam Lau are guiding the study. Student Aaron Hess explains how the kids have set up to test the viability of using Alaska lake mud as a bacteria source to produce methane.
We built the digesters first, and so we set up all the tanks, and then we cored mud from the bottom of the lake. So we looked for those methane holes in the lake, and we took some mud from the bottom of it and we put it in the digesters and put some water in there too and let it sit for a while just so it could get up and going and get used to it and get producing methane, and then we started feeding them.
Hess says they take food waste from the school cafeteria and add it to the vats of lake mud. The bacteria breaks down the food and turns it into methane gas that can be tapped for a cook stove, heating appliance, or even power generation. Hess says they've successfully burned methane from their system, but are working to fine-tune how much to feed the bacteria to maximize gas production.
We know that they can produce methane, but we think we just kind of overstuffed it with food, so it just stopped working for a while because the pH levels went really low. And so we're just trying to get it back up to the normal level so that it can get going again, and then we can feed it a little more once it's comfortable, and then it can get to producing more methane.
The students are comparing the lake mud bacteria's performance with that of cow manure and a mix of both bacteria types in separate tanks inside a Connex box that serves as their research lab in Cordova. Ben America says if the technology proves up, the lake mud-generated methane could have many uses.
There's definitely commercial applications for us. Like, if we can get ours going, we can heat the school with it, and people all around town can get them for their houses, and it can really, like, it can be used all anywhere, pretty much.
The kids hope to start by firing stoves and ovens at the Cordova school cafeteria with methane. Their work has already inspired a local pizza shop to use one of the digester systems. The cold, hardy lake mud bacteria could offer a methane energy source to many cooler parts of the globe where manure-based systems don't work. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.